billionaire donors, Florida must give illegal aliens U.S. jobs, driver's licenses. By John Binder on October 3, 2019. A group of big business executives and billionaire donors are calling on Gov. Ron DeSantis, RFL, to provide driver's licenses to illegal aliens across Florida and continue allowing businesses to hire illegal aliens over American citizens. In a letter obtained by Politico, business executives and donors, headed by one of Jeb Bush's top donors, plead with DeSantis to make sure that employers in Florida can continue hiring illegal aliens over Americans by not pushing for statewide mandatory E-Verify. The donors write, "E-Verify would be a disaster for Florida's economy. With record low unemployment and staggering worker shortages in the hospitality and agriculture sectors, imposing mandatory E-Verify would only further hold back the growth of our economy. According to data from the Cato Institute, E-Verify could jeopardize the jobs of 1.1 million U.S. citizens and lawfully present Floridians, and cost Florida employers $4.7 billion to replace lawfully present workers that receive false disqualification. Mandating a flawed and costly system will devastate our economy." Likewise, the donors begged DeSantis to support giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, a policy that has led to illegal aliens voting in states like California and New York. "Support driver's license legislation that is sensible pro-business and pro-public safety measure to train, test, license and insure every driver in Florida, regardless of their immigration status," the donors write. "We live in polarized and divisive times, and in the wake of El Paso shooting that targeted Hispanics, it is time for Florida leaders to come together for sensible immigration solutions rather than irresponsible rhetoric and policy that could harm the economy and encourage violence." The donors lobbying for U.S. jobs and driver's licenses for illegal aliens in Florida include Jeb Bush's high-profile donor Mike Fernandez, who pledged his support to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. Bob Dickinson is also named in the letter, the former CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, a corporation that has been accused of replacing American workers with foreign workers. DeSantis, who was elected on a pro-American immigration reform platform, signed a statewide ban on sanctuary cities in Florida into law in June, as Breitbart News reported. Today, there are anywhere between 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. The vast majority reside in California, Texas, New York, Florida, and New Jersey. Florida, alone, is home to more than a million illegal aliens, according to the latest research. Every year, illegal aliens cost American taxpayers about $132 billion.